In about 20 minutes, the man himself, the Happy Wanderer, will be on. This is Where in the World is Andy Moissac, and as always, I need your help. Roving travelogue reporter. I have two clues. I'll give you one now, and I'll, obviously the text number and everything. If you think you know where he is, you can help me figure this out. Then please let me know. The clue number one is as follows. I'm in a country roughly the size of California, which is made up of four main islands, and its most famous tourist attraction is a giant conical-shaped snow-covered volcano. I see. I'm in a country roughly the size of California, made up of four main islands. Most famous tourist attraction is a giant conical-shaped snow-covered volcano. Where do you reckon that? I mean, that's a tough one. There's a lot of volcanoes knocking around. A lot of them are very high up. South America somewhere? South, an island off South America? See, that's the thing. It's four made up of four islands. I don't think it's Europe. Fairly convinced it's not Africa. Might be the Americas, probably Asia. We could be Australia somewhere, I suppose. Where do you reckon? 81333 and Russ, R-U-S-S at the start of your message. You can tweet at Dame Edith Evans, but the man himself is here about 20 past 11 tonight, maybe a little before, and there is another clue coming after 11 o'clock. Williams and Happy, I want to say hi to Brian, to Wendy in Scarborough, also Alison in Halifax, Steve and Ali in Wath. Also to Mike as well, says a great show as usual. All saying, is he in Japan, Andy Moissac? Is he in Japan? I like your thinking. Lynn going for Tenerife and Mount Tidi. I don't know. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. What about Good Thracians by the Beach Boys? And I think Andy might be in Hawaii. Well, we do have another clue. So the first clue, I'm in a country roughly the size of California. Conical-shaped volcano, we heard that, we got that. Here is clue number two. First time I've read this. The square watermelon was created in this country in 1980s by a farmer who wanted to be able to stack them more efficiently. A perfect example of how this country is obsessed with efficiency and innovation. The square watermelon created in this country in the 1980s. Farmer wanted to be able to stack them more efficiently. Perfect example of how this country is obsessed with efficiency and innovation. Right. Could be the States. It could be, could be Hawaii. I am leaning personally more to Japan. I don't know if I'm right to do that, but I'm leaning towards Japan. Could be Iceland, though. I really have no idea. Popular tide on this, it's Democracy Manifest, as we like to say, pointing us to Japan. However, the man himself, in about 5 minutes, where in the world is Andy Moissac? Japan, Iceland, it might be somewhere completely different. If you know a lot about the square watermelon, then this is your moment. 81333 and Russ at the start of your message. Colin in Pudsey, he's got to be in Japan. Square watermelons? Got to be something. It just seems right that it came from Japan, I think. Square watermelons are in Japan, says Pam in Louth. Oh, fair enough. Well, do you know what? Without further ado... we've had a couple of clues for the man. Talked to him, was it last week or the week before? I think it may have been the week before last. Do the hand gesture and everything. He was on the week before last. Sign language. So he's been all over the place. He was in Philadelphia not long ago, of course. Running up the steps like Sylvester Stallone. However, square watermelons and the volcanic, conical, snow-covered volcano. I reckon we're pointing towards Japan, so let's get the man on and find out. Good evening, Andy.
Sayonara, Russell Sen.
Ah, so you are in Iceland.
Yes, good morning, in fact, from the wonderful Japan. Indeed.
Excellent. Now, whereabouts in particular are you in the wonderful country of Japan?
Yeah, well, Good you should say that. Perfect segue, because I am exploring, not Tokyo, but I'm exploring a couple of the prefectures, which they call the regions of Japan, a couple of the prefectures outside of Tokyo, about an hour away, right in the countryside. So absolutely fantastic. You know, we are in the midst of volcanic activity. As we speak, and forests and country air, and it's all just wonderful. Wonderful. I think it's hilarious, actually. You're talking about fat, and I can imagine any Japanese listening to this will be like terrified, because they're talking, you know, their whole thing is about mindfulness and healthy eating.
Well, obviously, they've never had dripping on toast, then.
They haven't had dripping.
That's a disgrace. I mean, how can any developed nation not love dripping?
I think we should invent this. We should introduce them to this whole new thing. Yeah, do you think?
I'd love that. People would say in about 20 years, of course, oh, there he is, Lord Masak, as he is now, the man who introduced mucky fat to Asia.
Yeah. The samurai.
I think it'd go down a treat. Now, the prefectures, is that what we would think of as almost like a county? Because I think there's about 50 of them in total in Japan.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a prefecture, and I'm exploring two. And the reason why am I here, you might ask, in the middle of winter, is that this is all leading up to two big events that are happening over the next 3 years, which is the Rugby World Cup, which is in 2019, and the Olympics, of course, which is in 2020.
Wow.
So this is the beginning, if you like, of them trying to explore, show us, if you like, in the West, there's more to Japan than Tokyo. And perhaps once we've seen a few matches or going to the Olympics, we should plan to explore outside of the Tokyo area and just see some of this wonderful countryside.
Well,
it's great.
I've got to say, because when you mentioned Japan, if it was just me, I've never been. I mean, I've wanted to go for absolutely years. I've never been, but when you think of Japan, you think of the great volcano. And then you think of the urban sprawl, the metropolis, the beating heart of Japan, which is Tokyo. But there is, not that far outside Tokyo, from what you're saying to me, some of the most beautiful countryside around.
It is. I mean, that's exactly. This is my first time, which is quite interesting for me, because I had exactly that perception. And, you know, I came out here, and first of all, I went to this prefecture called Kanagawa, which is a wonderful region, very volcanic, and it's just an hour outside Tokyo, but it's stunning. You know, it's full of mountains and forest and wild animals and castles, and then you've got beaches as well. And there's hot springs, and that's the one thing here, very, very big on the old hot spring. They call it Hakone. And you put on a very skimpy towel, nothing else, and just drop yourself in this hot mineral water. So it's really, really lovely.
And did you?
Of course. Oh, you have to. you have to go the full Monty, don't you? And I did today, actually. We're going zip lining and a bit of outdoor fun, you know, a bit of climbing. I think it's going to be Go Ape type style thing in the forest. But having a lot of fun with that. And this is a great region, really stunning, stunning. And then the Yamanashi region, where I was the last few days, this is the region, obviously, where Mount Fuji is.
Yes.
Which is absolutely breathtaking. I can't tell you. I was exploring this thing called the first glamping hotel in Japan. And glamping, you know, is this thing they have, these posh tents, really, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's on this hillside, literally on a lake, above a lake. And you've just got this huge mountain in front of us, you know, with the snow on top, exactly like you would see on the postcard. And I woke up and there was literally this huge window by where I was in my unit. And there was the mountain, you know, and it was magical, very mystical place. So loved it. And there's this interesting place, because this Yamanashi region, which is Yokohama, is where the World Cup final is going to be. So we're going to go over to the Nissan Stadium and have a look at that. But there's a town of Koshu, which is like an extraordinary place, because it's a flat plain surrounded by this ring of mountains. And they call it the wine capital of Japan.
Now,
they're making wine here.
They've got vineyards.
They've got vineyards, and they don't do it like they do in Europe, which is sort of the vines go up the tree. They have a canopy, so the vines go across. So it's a completely different way of making wine. But they've been making wine here since 1923, extraordinarily. Amazing. And then we had a great night. It was in a small village, a Japanese folk house, and they cooked hoto, which is a lovely, lovely broth on an open fire, you know, in a big iron cauldron, making fresh noodles while we watched. Lovely, all the ladies there, they had this sort of industrial line going, you know, making noodles and flattening them out and cutting them, and then a delicious vegetable miso soup. So it was absolutely beautiful. And I think the people here are genuinely incredibly friendly.
Very
courteous.
What is the reception like then to the tourist goes over? Because I'm sure, as we said before, they must be used to seeing absolutely every nationality in the world walking around Tokyo. They must be so used to that. When you get out and about into the smaller cities and the smaller places, I mean, what is it, the experience of the tourist, really? What is it like? Is it a warm and friendly place?
It's absolutely, I mean, they are so nice and they're smiling all the time. Very courteous, bowing, of course. You have to do a lot of bowing. And you do get used to it after a while. But, you know, the low bow and the nod, you obviously have to get that right. Lots of taking shoes off, because there's a lot of that going on, putting on slippers. In fact, the people are so nice, because obviously I make a lot of mistakes because, I'm not used to that sort of thing. So they just explain it in such a nice way. And they're trying not to upset you, so it's all about manners, you know. And it, you take your shoes off and put your slippers on. I had a bedroom where my bed was on the floor, actually. Uh-huh. So it's getting in it was great. Getting out was entirely different. So that you have to add on another 10 minutes just to get out and stand up again. But they have another set of slippers for the loo, you know, because it's seen as being a sort of a dirty place. So you don't want to use the same slippers that you use for the lounge in the loo. You put on a different pair of slippers. And they've got these heated seats on the loos, which is quite nice, isn't it? The whole flushing system. That's another complicated thing altogether, with the electronic buttons and everything else, and personal rinsing and all that kind of thing, you know. But it's very nice to sit on a nice warm seat.
What a beautiful, attractive image you've just given me.
I know.
Have you sat there in your special loose slippers with your personalised flushing, Andy?
I know. But my room was hilarious, actually. I got into this bedroom and they don't have doors. They just have sliding doors everywhere. So, you know, just trying to explore this room, it looked like a scene from The Crystal Maze. You know, you can actually get lost in your own bedroom, you know, just doors, sliding doors everywhere.
I'm sorry, now I've got another image of Richard and Branson guiding you around. It's and over here's the toilet, Andy. Over here's the toilet. Let's go through here.
Yes, that's exactly I was hilarious. I mean, it's good. And it's been one day after the next of I'm absolutely loving it. You know, very rare that I get so excited.
I know. I mean, this is it's a rare first for you. I mean, you've been all over the world. But would you like to know where Koshy was twinned with?
Oh, go on then.
Nowhere in Britain, which I think is a disgrace. Nowhere in Britain. But you've probably been to at least a couple of these. Is it Pau in the Pyrenees in France? P-A-U? Yes. Pau. P-A-U, also, Des Moines in Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Iowa.
Iowa. And that is its oldest twin. They were twinned, Koshy and Des Moines were twinned in 1958.
Wow.
So you can drop that into conversation.
I'm going to do that. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Got any others?
We're Lodi in California.
Lodi
in California. Then I think it's going against the spirit of it, but it's twinned with another place in Japan, which I just don't see how that works. But it's excellent work.
I'm going to teach you four words of Japanese. You ready?
This is dangerous. Go for it.
Right, good morning is Ohio, talking about America.
Ohio.
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 Yeah. Good evening.
Yeah.
Kobawa.
Kobawa.
Yeah.
Like a native.
Yes. Thank you. Arigato.
Arigato.
Yeah, it's a bit like obrigado, isn't it, in Portuguese?
It is,
Arigato.
Arigato, yes.
And hello would be, everyone knows this, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Have you been dropping them into conversation? Amazing people.
I've been saying good morning, good evening, thank you and hello all the time. That's all I say.
Yeah, even when you're in the Apple shop, which confused them a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah, and they just smile at me and wave, you know, it's just lovely. And when we leave, everybody comes out to wave goodbye to you. It's so lovely.
What
you
a
know?
Lovely thing.
It is. It's just a very pleasant thing. And very quickly, all I'd say to you is that Japan's perception for me is expensive, strange food, and no English. Okay, they're the three things that I've always thought about. And I'd say expensive, it is a bit on the high side. You know, London prices maybe. So if you're going to think of coming, get a group tour because that way everything's included. You don't really have to pay out a lot of cash. Strange food, no. I think it's the food now, I think, is terrific. It's lots of fresh fish, fresh beef, pork, fresh vegetables, green tea, sake. Very nice, very nice. So don't get put off. Don't think they all eat heads of eyeballs and heads of fish and stuff like that, because it's not really the case for us. And no English, not the case anymore. There's lots of English everywhere on the road signs, so it's not quite as confusing as it may have been a few years ago. So I think they're gearing themselves up for the, you know, for the World Cup and the Olympics, very much so.
And in good news, in Japan, they drive on the left.
And they drive on the left, indeed. I don't know why they drive on the left, but who does?
Who's going to argue with them? It's obviously the sensible way forward, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, listen, you have a terrific few days in the rest of your time in Japan. It's been, as always, a treat to have you on, my friend.
Thank you. I'm going to post a couple of pictures as well on Facebook, because you've got to see these. They'll be great.
Please do share them, and we'll share them ourselves. Thank you very much, Andy. So there he was. In Japan. You were right. You called him. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell if you want to see the pictures when he posts them back from his trip. How superb is that? Luckiest man in show business. We've got a tune from Meatloaf in a moment.